With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been conflicting information on the fate of two members of the National Guard shot in Washington, D.C. today.
FBI Director Kash Patel says that two West Virginia National Guard members shot just blocks from the White House were still alive and in critical condition. West Virginia's governor initially said the troops had died, but later walked back that statement, saying his office was receiving conflicting reports about their condition. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser also says the Guard members are in critical condition at a hospital and that it was a targeted shooting. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The suspect has been identified as an Afghan national who came to the U.S. in 2021. Israel has returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians following Hamas's return of the remains of an Israeli hostage. It's all part of the first phase of the American-brokered ceasefire. Correspondent Julia Frankel reports.
Israel handed over 15 more Palestinian bodies, and the Palestinian militants the day before handed over the body of hostage Dror Orr, who was killed by the militants in their October 7th, 2023 attack that kickstarted the war in Gaza. With this latest swap, there are two more hostages whose remains are still in Gaza. Hamas reiterated on Wednesday that it was committed to returning them.
Meanwhile, Turkish, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators met in Cairo on Tuesday to discuss the next steps. A judge has dismissed the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others after the prosecutor who took over the case said he would not pursue the charges. Pete Skandalakis, the prosecutor who took the case over earlier this month, made the announcement in a court filing. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 314 points. This is SRN News. A serious charge against Meta, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The internet giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is being accused by a former employee of ignoring sex trafficking on its platforms. Vaishnavi Jayakumar, who used to be Instagram's chief safety officer, has testified in a court filing that Meta would allow users to violate the prohibition on prostitution and sexual exploitation 16 times before finally being kicked off the platform. Pro-family groups have long argued that digital companies fail to protect kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Despite ongoing persecution of Christians in Turkey, there's been a surge of renewed optimism over the possible reopening of a Greek Orthodox religious seminary that had been closed since 1971. The Halki Theological School has become a symbol of Orthodox heritage and a focal point in the push for religious freedoms in Turkey. This is SRN News. X has a new feature that lets users see where an account is actually based.
Online investigators quickly found that many popular accounts, often posting in support of U.S. political movements with thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, are based outside the U.S. This raises concern about foreign influence in American politics. Researchers at NewsGuard identified several popular accounts that appeared to be run by Americans interested in politics, but were actually based in Eastern Europe, Asia, or Africa. Rich Thomason reporting.
South Korea launched its largest satellite yet on its nationally developed space rocket early Thursday, the fourth of six planned launches through 2027. The three-stage Nuri rocket lifted off from the country's spaceport on an island. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.